Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful day, at least where I am here in the Northeast. Hope it's beautiful where you are. It's moving towards midsummer, and I hope you're doing something healthy on your behalf this wonderful weekend. You can start by listening to an hour or two of Intelligent Medicine. We'll offer health suggestions that may impact your life or the lives of others, your loved ones and friends. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite you to call us. We're going to talk the health benefits of pistachios. We'll talk a little bit about LeBron James in commemoration of the astounding comeback of the Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot of happy people in that town. And we'll start the program by talking about some exciting innovations in the treatment of Parkinson's disease. And there's some real nutritional breakthroughs for Parkinson's. 888-302-3684 if you want to call us. Thomas Jefferson University has just announced the results of a study. Natural molecule could improve Parkinson's. So I saw this headline, I read with excitement. What are they talking about? The natural molecule, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, has strong antioxidant effects, and it shows potential benefit as part of the management for patients with Parkinson's disease, according to a new study. Okay, researchers looked at oral versus intravenous NAC. We've been giving intravenous glutathione, which is actually the end result of NAC. NAC is a building block for glutathione. What they found was that even oral N-acetylcysteine in a very easily achievable dose, 600 milligrams of NAC orally twice daily, had a benefit in terms of the amount of dopamine that the brain produced. Compared to controls, the patients receiving NAC had improvements of 4 to 9% in dopamine transporter binding. And the researchers were impressed. They said, we have not previously seen an intervention for Parkinson's disease, whether it's a drug intervention or a nutrition intervention, just any kind of intervention, that has this kind of effect on the brain. So pretty cool. Yeah, you know, we've been working with intravenous glutathione and oral NAC on the days when patients can't get to the clinic to get their nutritional IV. And this also comes in the wake of another breakthrough, which is thiamine. Thiamine, or vitamin B1, reverses Parkinson's disease in humans, according to a study where thiamine was administered in injection form twice a week. Positive results were evident after only 3 months of administration. And so they say that thiamine could have both a restorative and neuroprotective action in Parkinson's disease. So, well, what do you do if you can't get, well, try to get the injections, fine. And I'm happy to see patients who we can even start them off on injections, and when they tolerate it well, if they can follow instructions, they can self-administer the thiamine as a intramuscular shot. But what do you do if you can't get the intramuscular thiamine? Well, there's a form of thiamine that is lipid-soluble. Lipid-soluble is good for the brain because things that are water-soluble don't cross the blood-brain barrier. You want things to be lipid-soluble to get to the brain in general. And there is a lipid-soluble form of vitamin B1. It's called allithiamine, A-L-L-I thiamine, and otherwise known as thiamine propyl disulfide, or TPD. But it goes by the name of allithiamine. And orally administered allithiamine is therefore recommended for mimicking the effects of intramuscular shots of thiamine, and it could well have a similar beneficial effect. And finally, there's another tool in our arsenal against Parkinson's, a very potent nutritional supplement, nicotinamide riboside. Okay, it's not ordinary vitamin B3, niacinamide, sometimes referred to as nicotinamide. Nicotinamide riboside is a precursor to NAD. NAD is an energy compound in the brain. It, like coenzyme Q10, powers the cells. And while human trials have not yet been completed in Parkinson's disease, they're underway. And nicotinamide riboside has been effective in several studies in animal models of Parkinson's. It seems to slow the destruction of the mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of cells in Parkinson's disease. The basal ganglia are involved, and that part of the brain, highly energy dependent, the mitochondria poop out, don't produce as much dopamine. The result is movement disorders, and by protecting the mitochondria, we can slow the progression of Parkinson's and restore function. So there you have it. Very, very, very excited about some of these validated, scientifically supported nutritional interventions in Parkinson's disease, which is such a prevalent disorder and for which we have no real medical solutions. We only have pharmaceutical band-aids that may alleviate symptoms, slightly slow its progression, but ultimately don't turn things around for Parkinson's patients. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Edwin in Winnetka, California. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you for giving me that chance. Now, I was asking if there's one diagnosed with hepatitis B, and yeah. Now could it be, could I ask another doctor to see if that hepatitis B may be gone? Or
What do you mean? It was diagnosed and then it was a mistake, or it went away on its own?
Probably, or a miracle or something. If would that be possible to ask a doctor, and then later on the lab test that says that the hepatitis B is gone after 1 year?
Oh, is that what you've seen? This is what occurred with your friend? Is that on a year ago the tests were positive, and then a year later the tests were negative?
Yeah, no, actually on the web I found some articles that says that hepatitis B could be gone in about 3-4 months. Probably the virus is there, but is it possible that the virus is gone?
Well,
that's seen anymore.
Yeah, no, that's pretty unlikely. And, you know, of course, things on the internet, I mean, it's a little pretty unreliable. Hepatitis B is something that can resolve after an initial infection. It doesn't always have to be chronic. Okay, it's not like HIV. You get an HIV infection, it's chronic. Okay, it doesn't just, oh, you had HIV, okay, it's over. Hepatitis B can be acute, and then you can just develop antibodies, or you can develop a chronic hepatitis B. That occurs, I don't know what the percentage is, maybe a quarter of the time. Maybe that's what they're talking about. But if you have chronic hepatitis B, if you have the chronic form, it's very unlikely to flip into, you know, normalcy after it's been hanging around for a lot of years. That's why, you know, just like with chronic hepatitis C, there are now drugs for chronic hepatitis B. Of course, hepatitis C far more prevalent than hepatitis B these days. So there's a big emphasis on new drugs like Harvoni, which successfully treat hepatitis C. So this isn't so much a nutritional question. This is sort of a technical question. Can it disappear? If it's chronic, it probably just won't go away on its own. Are there natural ways to treat and support patients with hepatitis B? Yes, of course. We want to protect the liver. We want to use, natural things that bolster the immune system. There's a protocol for that. But usually that protocol, I got to say, the nutritional protocol doesn't make the virus disappear. but it safeguards the liver, and it keeps patients from developing fibrosis and cirrhosis. That's as much as that does. I got to say that the drugs have the potential to make you go seronegative and make a PCR test, which is a very sensitive test that picks up any traces of a virus, go to zero. And that's a very exciting prospect because, you know, high-tech medicine has delivered on the hepatitis front.
Oh, okay. That was during the lab test. Can that be found out if the client is now, or the customer or the client is now negative, the patient is now negative?
Yeah. You do a test called, if you want to just be absolutely sure that the virus has gone away, you do a test called a PCR test, and that analyzes the amount of RNA, which is a viral kind of a viral fingerprint. You know, it's just like, you know, just like what they did in the O.J. Simpson trial unsuccessfully, try to have, you know, DNA evidence. But you can nail down the presence of a virus very accurately with a PCR test that can be performed easily, and the results will be available quickly. Okay? Thanks for your call. 888-302-3684 is our number. We've got lots more to talk about, and join us. Call us with your questions today on Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Before we get back to your phone calls, let me share with you something that I think is really important. It's a modality that I've just become aware of, and I think you should be aware of it too, because oxygen is our most essential nutrient, and every cell in the body needs oxygen to preserve, repair, and enhance function. So it makes sense to consider an innovative approach to healing, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. HBOT, as it's called, is the use of pure oxygen under pressure in a controlled environment, and it's a natural, non-invasive medical treatment used to help treat many conditions, including diabetic wounds, bone infections, radiation damage, and severe burns, and all these are approved by the FDA. HBOT is also effective for certain other conditions with emerging research and positive outcomes. Innovative treatment for TBI, stroke, autoimmune and degenerative conditions, sports-related injuries, and enhancing surgical recovery. Hyperbaric Medical Solutions is the premier non-hospital provider of hyperbaric oxygen therapy in the New York metro area. They've got 3 outpatient centers. Hyperbaric Medical Solutions is in network with most insurance carriers and as a private office provides greater comfort and convenience at a lower cost than hospital-based centers. So ask your doctor about how HBOT can help you achieve your optimal health or call directly Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT. That's 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman. All right, let's take some calls. 888-302-3684. Diane in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My question is, what do you think of a ketogenic diet as opposed to just a very low-carbohydrate diet for weight control, diabetes, blood sugar control?
Okay, so this is for someone who is overweight and is concerned about diabetes, prediabetes, elevated hemoglobin A1C? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, really, what we're talking about is something along the lines of an Atkins diet. And it can be very helpful because, yeah, you're going to lose weight. Yeah, you're going to optimize blood sugar control. And, you know, the only issue with a ketogenic diet is sustainability. It's sometimes hard to sustain it, to avoid the monotony associated with a ketogenic diet. And I think sometimes results can be obtained with a diet that's a little bit more lenient in terms of carbohydrates. So little carbohydrates.
Is a very, very low carbohydrate diet considered ketogenic? Or what I'm reading is there's a higher fat allowed in the diet.
Exactly. So this is really the point. You know, we've done several interviews with people about ketogenic diets recently, including Jimmy Moore. We've talked to Dr. Agostino, who's applying ketogenic diets to cancer. And we also talked to Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who's a big proponent of ketogenic diets for seizures and cancer. Medically, you use ketogenic diets to control seizure disorders, especially in children who don't respond to medication, or the side effects of medications are very dire. And you get great seizure control when you really restrict the carbs and use fat as a fuel. It's a tough diet to follow, but hey, if you got seizures, you know,
it's safe. It's a healthy way to live.
If it alleviates a serious problem, it's a healthy way to live. Or it could be a good transition towards a more moderated diet when you lose the weight and you normalize your blood sugar. So, yes, I am a proponent of that. And, we're even going to talk in a moment, you know, when we return from break, about the remarkable diet success, the apparent diet success of LeBron James, who recently led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a finals championship in the NBA. 888-302-3684. That's our number for Intelligent Medicine. Keep calling.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. Or say you're too busy to call today, or you don't care to call and ask your question in front of thousands of listeners. You can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll put it in the queue for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. And if you listen from week to week, there may be a couple of weeks delay, eventually we'll get around to answering your question. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to our inbox. All right. Speaking of the ketogenic diet, there's a big buzz about the diet that LeBron James has been following. LeBron James, of course, led his Cleveland Cavaliers to a remarkable comeback victory against the Golden State Warriors. Very, very exciting NBA Finals. And it turns out that he has been using a low-carb ketogenic diet. Now, he's a giant of a man, and the tendency is for guys like that to put on a lot of weight. Now, he's got to have weight so he can elbow his way across the court and throw a mean pick, but he's also got to be able to leap 3.5 feet into the air to block shots, which is what he did with devastating effect against the Warriors. According to a recent article, this is in GQ magazine, and they show a picture of him, and he looks really buff. You know, it's a guy, perfect muscle definition and thin, lost a lot of weight on this diet, which improved his athletic performance. And apparently he does this during the off season, during the season, because of the demands of night after night playing basketball, running up and down the court, you know, 150 times. He's going to supplement his diet with some carbs. But the ketogenic diet guarantees weight loss, and it also helps to eliminate excess body fat. So, you know, perhaps we can attribute at least some of LeBron's athletic prowess to his dietary choices. And this is a real departure from previous training regimens, because it used to be all about carb loading, and now we're going to the opposite. Many athletes are following a lower carbohydrate diet. They're staying lean and fit. They're becoming lean, mean, fat-burning machines. And this is something that, you know, I'm actually exploring myself. I'm on a paleo diet. I'm including carbs, but higher fat percentage, fewer carbs, no sugar. And the result has been weight loss and improvement in athletic ability, because you're not schlepping around. Even those few extra pounds can make a difference. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Jonathan in Brooklyn, New York. How you doing?
Okay. I scraped the back of my leg, and I contracted cellulitis, and I wound up in the hospital.
Yeah. You want to know how to better treat cellulitis?
Yes.
Okay. So, look, cellulitis is an infection in the skin, and it occurs often when people have poor circulation or poor immunity. And it's especially likely to occur in older individuals because, A, the skin is thinner, more prone to injury, wound healing is less good. Sometimes people are diabetic, which makes that much worse. The sugar really fosters the infections. And in addition, there's a tendency for the skin to be less resilient when you have lower levels of testosterone. There's actually some studies that correlate cellulitis with a drop or a loss of testosterone. So there may be a combination of things: circulatory problems, immune problems, loss of testosterone, high blood sugar, and this creates kind of a perfect storm for infection. So we address the underlying problems. We, get you on a very clean diet. We improve blood sugar control. We provide you with supportive nutrients that help to fight infection, things like zinc and selenium, vitamin C. That would be important. I would even include intravenous vitamin C. Something I mentioned earlier in the broadcast would be very helpful for you, and that is the hyperbaric oxygen, because hyperbaric oxygen is excellent for wound healing. It loads the body. Even if you say, well, how does the oxygen get into your system? It doesn't go through the skin. It goes, you breathe it, and you get higher levels of oxygen, which has a healing effect. It promotes circulation. The oxygen itself assists the killing benefits of your own white blood cells. And that would be a useful therapy for healing some kind of poorly healing wound. I mean, you are going to have to take antibiotics, yes, and if you take antibiotics, you should take probiotics to counteract the effects. But there's also a trick when you use antibiotics and where tissue is difficult to penetrate. Sometimes, if you have a prostate infection or a sinusitis or a cellulitis, the antibiotics have trouble penetrating the tissue. So you can push things through with the hyperbaric oxygen, but you can also make use of higher doses of bromelain or proteolytic enzymes. There's a product called Wobenzyme, which is used a lot in Europe in conjunction with antibiotics when you have some kind of deep-seated infection. So if you took three Wobenzymes three times daily between meals along with your antibiotics, it's more likely to penetrate deeply into the tissue and result in the resolution of the cellulitis. That's one thing that you could do in the here and now. All right? 888-302-3684. How about if I tell you that there's a simple blood test that could warn people whether they're likely to suffer a heart attack within 5 years? Is this blood test something on the drawing boards? Is it subject to FDA approval? Does it cost $500? No, It turns out that this is a readily available blood test that we doctors have been using for as long as I can remember, maybe 50 years. When you're trying to assess cardiovascular risk, you look at a lot of things. You look at cholesterol, but that's overplayed because there are many people who have very low cholesterol and they get a heart attack anyway. Or you can improve on cholesterol by looking at the cholesterol to HDL ratio. Say you have a cholesterol of 250, which is high, but your HDL is 100. You still have a low risk of heart attack, so the ratio is important. Then you can look at the particle size of the LDL. Say your LDL is a little high. It's 150, but it consists of all large, fluffy particles. You can do the lipoprotein analysis, looking at LP little a, and that will tell you if you're at higher risk. And on it goes. Blood sugar is a factor. Homocysteine is a factor. C-reactive protein, well, these are all factors. And there's tests like the myeloperoxidase test and the plaques test. These are fancy-schmancy ways of doing an analysis that can cost hundreds of dollars and still might not predict a heart attack. So what scientists have discovered is that a very old-fashioned blood test can reveal whether you're likely to suffer a heart attack within 5 years. All right. The blood test is the IgG antibody blood test. And it has virtually nothing to do with lipids. It has nothing to do with gunk in your arteries. It has to do with your immune system. And it turns out that the higher your protective IgG antibodies are, the less likely you are to get a heart attack, even if you're hypertensive and you have high cholesterol. It turns out that people with the highest number of antibodies had a 58% lower risk of coronary heart disease or heart attack and a 38% lower chance of suffering a stroke during a 5-year trial period. So this test is readily available. It can easily be ordered by your doctor. How many doctors know about this finding? I don't know. This is a preliminary result, but it's a sensational result because if you have high IgG, you have less than half the risk of having a heart attack over the next 5 years. It's a $40 test. We should begin to do it. And based on that test, we can prognosticate which patients really should be aggressively treated with statins or which patients who seem to be at risk might not be at such high risk because of the protective effects of IgG. What's the reason for this protection? We're not sure, but it appears that heart disease may be an immune disorder. And if you have higher levels of a protective immunoglobulin, that may ward off some sort of infectious or inflammatory process that's mediated by the immune system. Very revolutionary concept. It's not about the gunk that accumulates in your arteries because you're eating too many eggs. It has to do with the optimal functioning of your immune system. And IgG is a quick and dirty way of assessing your immune competence. Amazing new finding. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Lots more content available at drhoffman.com. We've got podcasts. We've got great articles. Subscribe to our newsletter because this week we're doing a series on GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And if you're one of the tens of millions of Americans dependent on acid-blocking medications, we've got tips for you on how to kick the PPI habit. Get off Nexium, Prilosec, Protonix with our natural suggestions. It's all available at drhoffman.com. All right, let's talk to Deborah in New Jersey. How are you, Deborah?
Yes, hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I have a big problem. My cat died 3 months ago, and I'm in severe depression, like clinically depressed, and I don't want to go on the antipsychotic drugs. I'm hardly sleeping, but maybe 4 or 5 hours if I'm lucky. I'm going all day without eating. I'm worrying, constant automatic negative thoughts. Yep. I hate where I live. I moved down a little over two years ago with my cat to a place that I don't like. It's very desolate, and I'm away from my friends and family. And now that my cat's gone, I'm in the deepest depression ever,
and I can't get out of it. So let me address it. You know, look, grief is an issue that is what's called exogenous depression. It comes from an outside source, and there's really no antidote to grief. You have to go through a grieving process, and there's sort of a natural organic healing that goes, you know, tincture of time. Time passes, and the brain heals, and the heart heals. But there's an element in this, in what you describe, of what's called endogenous depression, coming from inside, that there's some sort of biological property to this. It's not simply about external circumstances, which are challenging. You say you feel isolated, you lost a companion. All right, that's real. But, you know, we have to explore, are there some underlying issues metabolically, nutritionally, that are spurring your depression? So, you know, one thing, you need good therapy to maybe, you know, make some concrete plans to straighten out your life because you have some life circumstances that are challenging. That's number one. So I hope you're getting good talk therapy. That's number one. But also, there are some natural things. And you say, well, I don't want to go on antipsychotic medications. You don't immediately go on antipsychotic medications. But antidepressants are an option for short-term management of this while you regain your equilibrium. And you seem like, you know, sleep is affected, eating is affected, you're constantly obsessing negatively. But we work a lot with patients who are depressed. Either they're on medication and it offers incomplete relief, or they're not happy with the side effects of their medication. Or alternatively, we work with people who are reluctant to go on medications, and maybe ultimately they don't need to. You know, once they've taken omega-3 fatty acids, lots and lots of fish oil has an antidepressant effect, a remarkable effect. If you're highly stressed, magnesium has a relaxing effect. Theanine has a relaxing anti-anxiety effect. Sometimes St. John's wort can make a big difference for depression. It's a natural treatment. You have to be on it for a few weeks to see if that works. So there are, you know, a variety of tools in our toolbox that we can utilize. Diet modification is important, too, because if your blood sugar is all over the place, up and down, that can prompt anxiety and, you know, create problems. So, yes, the answer is maybe, just maybe, you can treat this naturally. But don't completely preclude the possibility of using medication. That's kind of denying yourself an avenue of improvement, and you should keep all doors open. Okay? Let's take a look at, I promised you to feature a highlight on pistachios. You know, people who follow strict paleo diets like myself may need to avoid peanuts, but you can consume walnuts and Brazil nuts and macadamia nuts and seeds like sunflower seeds. Hazelnuts and pecans are also on the list. But what about pistachios? Well, pistachios
stack up really well in terms of their nutrient content. They offer lots of manganese, copper, phosphorus, vitamins B1 and B6. And they also have vitamin E in the form of gamma-tocopherol, vitamin K, and they contain carotenoids. And they also have lutein, which is the eye-saving nutrient, and anthocyanins. And these are actually responsible for the pretty color of these nuts. Green, sometimes blending towards purple. And there's an interesting study on pistachios, because pistachios, they can be caloric. And if you're kind of a nervous eater, you know, maybe you're studying or you're sitting, you know, watching a game or something like that, and you put a bunch of shelled pistachios in front of you, well, you get the nutritional value, but you also get a lot of calories. And they did an experiment where college students were provided with a 16-ounce cup of pistachios. That's a pretty big cup. And they were instructed to eat them at their leisure during a lecture. Well, you know, when I went to college, they didn't allow you to eat. I guess they allow you to do whatever you want now. Subjects given in shell nuts consumed an average of 125 calories. When I eat pistachios, I always get them in the shell because it slows you down. You have to work at it. When given shelled pistachios, they consumed an average of 211 calories. So 125 with the shells, 211 without the shells, for a difference of 86 fewer calories. But, you know, day in, day out, think about it, 86 calories could make a big difference, ultimately, in your caloric balance. All right, let's talk to Walter in Manhattan. Hi, Walter.
How you doing, Doc? Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
I was wondering, in your practice, have you noticed a correlation or even a causation between a patient that's got leaky gut and autoimmune disease?
Well, absolutely. This is a good question, and you know, I think you're really teeing me up for a discussion of one of the most important new concepts in integrative medicine, which is that a lot of problems start in the gut. Well, actually, this is an old concept, but we've put a new scientific sheen on it by introducing the concept of leaky gut. So what this means is, you know, you don't have king-size, you know, like shotgun pellet-size holes in your intestine. What this means is that the intestine is a barrier. It's supposed to absorb nutrients, but at the same time, it keeps bad stuff out, macromolecules like bacterial endotoxins or food allergen molecules. Those are kept out normally when you have an intact gut barrier. But under the onslaught of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or if you have harmful bacterial overgrowth, or if you have like food allergies or gluten intolerance, or if you have an inflammatory condition like ulcerative colitis, or even an irritable bowel where there's maybe a little bit of inflammation, but you can barely see it with endoscopy, but microscopically you can see it, there's a leakage of these intestinal byproducts in your bloodstream, and then they go all over the body. They can go to the brain, where they can cause brain fog or maybe inflammatory problems. They can go to the joints, where they cause arthritis. They can go to the blood vessels, where they cause inflammation of the blood vessels that leads to atherosclerosis. And they can cause specific autoimmune problems, problems in the thyroid. If often elimination of gluten is helpful for patients with Hashimoto's disease. And so you really nailed it. Yeah, that is an important concept. How do you seal the gut? Well, you change the diet. You get away from foods that you're allergic to. You promote healthy flora by taking probiotics. The various types of powdery healing formulas that are rich in glutamine and rich in anti-inflammatory nutrients. Different companies make different concoctions that are designed to heal the intestinal barrier and prevent leaky gut. The blood, there is a test that's used. It's actually a urine test we do at the Hoffman Center. It's a urine test which tells you whether you have a leaky gut syndrome. And based on that, you know, we'll sometimes pin down the cause of various types of autoimmunity. Thanks for that good question. I know you know the answer, Walter. I think you just wanted to have me expostulate on the subject. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. And remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got lots of information available for you at no charge at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to our daily podcasts.